Knock, knock. Are you still awake? Barely. I made your soup. Yes. You do need to eat, baby. I know that's the last thing you feel like doing, but just a few spoons, okay? If you stop eating, it's gonna make everything worse, I promise you. Come on, okay? I swear, if you just take 3 mouthfuls, that's it. Okay. I'll stop nagging you about it. Yes. Come on. You're gonna make me feed you? 'Cause I will. Oh, look at you. Okay. I think first step, getting you to sit up. Come on. Reach your arm out. I'm gonna help you. Okay. Can you help a little bit? I don't like want to yank you up either. Come on. Okay. Situate the pillows. Lean back. Is that comfortable? Oh, you poor thing. I shouldn't kiss you when you're sick. I really, really don't care. No. Well, your germs are my germs. I'm pretty sure it's in there. Yeah. It was in the vows somewhere. Well, they phrase it as in sickness and in health. Mm. So that literally means your germs are my germs. Mm-hmm. I take care of you now, and if I get sick later, you take care of me. Deal? Mm-hmm. So you gotta try, at least try, to be a good patient. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, just a few spoons, okay? It's not so bad. That's a good sign, at least. It means some of the appetite is coming back, which means you might be on your way to start feeling a little bit better. That's good. I hate seeing you sick. I know you hate being sick. I know. It's nice for a few hours because you get to be home in the comfort of your bed all day. You don't have to go to work. And then you realize, damn, it's not so fun to be home and relax when you feel like shit. You would much rather be out there. I know. One more. That does happen. You do get really, really bored. For me, it's usually like the third or fourth day I really, really start climbing the walls, so to speak. I mean, I'm not obviously not actually doing that. That's, I can barely move. No, you're not. No, maybe everyone gets like this when they're sick. And I think it's the one time, well, it's one of the times when you're definitely, definitely, definitely entitled to be a little bit dependent on your spouse, right? Definitely so. I like taking care of you. I do. You're very cute. You do not look like shit. You look like you're not feeling well. That's not the same thing at all. I mean, the hair just give you this little rock star vibe, kind of. No. You were always cute. Adorable thing. I love you. One more spoon, okay? One more, and then you can lay back down, okay? There you go. Get you comfortable. Are you too warm with the covers? Too cold? No. Okay, that means I'm incoming. Need to warm you up. Yes, we do. Come here. My poor sick baby. I wish it was like The Sims and you can drink a glass of orange juice and then bam, you're better. Well, not with everything, but yeah, it actually does help. I know. Real life doesn't really work like that. But how much easier would that be, right? If all you had to worry about was eating when you're hungry, going to bed when you're feeling sleepy, going to the toilet when you need to, literally doing kind of anything for fun, like just playing a game on your phone, and then just saying hello to a few people, and then you're good. Like, then you feel on top of the world. It would be kind of unfulfilling, I think. I mean, there's more layers to it than that, at least lately. Like aspirations and different traits that makes them, that gives them these mood buffs if they don't fulfill them. Like if you're an overachiever, right? Then you need to kind of constantly learn new skills and climb the ladder in some career and, you know, things like that. That too. There's a lot of relationships stuff in The Sims. What did you just say? I do usually play with like a big, either a big family or with just one. I haven't, but we could try making you and me if you want to. We can even build this apartment, and you know, everything. Get two bunnies. Although, you can't really. You can get wild rabbits. Not really the same thing. Will we get dogs or cats? Horses? No, it's not. How? How is that true? Babe, I'm not even playing as myself, so no, in why is that weird? Oh, you grumpy, jealous little thing. It's not real life. You know that, right? It's a game. No. No. Oh my god. You cute thing. Are you jealous? Are you seriously jealous because my Sims are having relationships with Sims? They're not me and you, they're fictional characters. You are adorable. I am making fun of you just a little bit, because I think this is the fever talking right now, and it's absolutely adorable, but I cannot take you seriously right now. That's, oh my god, you're so adorable. If I make a me sim, there would definitely be a you sim in there too. We would be married, and we would live on Hinchford and Bexley. I can never say that right. It's this little English countryside world. Really beautiful scenery. Very kind of quiet, picturesque. So exactly the same as this apartment. Oh, I would love to. Not too far away from civilization, but a little bit. Yeah, like that little cottage that we looked at. Yeah. It was so special. I don't know if I would want to live that far outside, because I don't know, it was just really, really the middle of nowhere, which has its charm, but still, I don't know. I would like for there to be like a reasonable driving distance to the nearest grocery store, shall we say. I think that's a good, yeah. What about you? Yeah. I like our apartment too. I feel like it's very homey. That's mostly because I have you here. No, I'm not just saying that. I mean that. I want to try and get some sleep. I love you. I'll take a little nap with you. You bet. Dream sweet dreams, okay? You and me. In that little house in the country. Birds chirping, sun shining. Swimming in the nearby lake. Good dreams. Only good dreams. believe too.